Let us pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So, throughout Lent, our theme has been resurrection. And we often associate that word just with Easter or as it connects to our hopes for the afterlife. But if you journey with Jesus, as we have through the Gospel of John for the past few weeks, what you find out is that he doesn't wait for Easter Sunday to raise things up. Jesus is about new life each and every day, sparking all of these different kinds of resurrections all the time, new perspectives, new hope, new leases on life. He shakes us out of our slumber and our complacency. He awakens our sense of urgency, reignites our sense of humanity and purpose. Life in Christ is beginning anew constantly. And we couldn't very well have a series on all these different kinds of resurrections, though, without at least mentioning that one time Jesus really did bring somebody back to life. It's a little too obvious not to include. And it is an incredible story. And to engage with it today, I want to try something new, or different at least. So the week has felt to me a little topsy-turvy. The kids have been wearing their puffy coats backwards more than usual lately, which worked really well on Wednesday night when the theme at Logos was out of order. And then Thursday, the whole world looked differently with all of the McDonald's golden arches flipped upside down. And then Friday, one of the church bathrooms needed a fix. So everything's been out of order this week. And following along those lines, we're switching things up a little bit this morning. So instead of beginning with a shorter passage followed by a longer sermon, I want to open up with some brief comments and then read what is a longer passage and just let it dwell within you, let it ruminate. And it is a little longer, even though one of the verses is the very shortest verse in the whole Bible, which is Jesus wept. Jesus began to weep. There are still 39 other verses. So. And they're loaded. It is a loaded passage. The story is not only about Christ's biggest miracle up to this point, his biggest sign, and not only is it laden with all this symbolism and theology and poetry, but this chapter also acts as this sort of summary passage of everything we've been talking about. And it's this key turning point that leads us into Holy Week. So we're not going to try and solve any of it today. Instead, I want to invite you to just sit back and experience it. You can close your eyes. You can open it up. It's John chapter 11. I don't know what it is in the Pew Bibles. But and just let the story hit you. Just let it hit you, however it may. First, I want to nerd out on you a little bit. Just a little bit of word study, because I think that if you go to the original Greek, it kind of fleshes out the, I don't know, the visceral quality of the passage, okay? So in verse 33, our Bibles are going to read, greatly disturbed and deeply moved, but that doesn't quite capture the rawness, the mix of emotions that the Greek is describing. One translator put it like this, as the soul itches in turmoil. Jesus is going through some rough stuff, like being overwhelmed with a whole handful of the stages of grief at once, anger, confusion, and heartache. It's like how we all felt last night when we remembered to push our clocks 1 hour forward. Unbearable pain. And then verse 38, the same thing. It's like when I opened my email earlier this week and there was that one from Brad Walter about softball being canceled. unspeakable pain. And then finally in verse 43, it says he cried with a loud voice. And that's the Greek word kraugazo. You can like feel it when you hear it. Kraugazo. And that doesn't just mean to shout. It really does mean to cry out. It's only used in Scripture a handful of other times. When, you know, once again, people are overwhelmed, when they're dying of thirst, when they're surrounded by an army that's laying siege to their city. Or my favorite is in Genesis when Joseph is reunited with his long-lost brothers. So, and even though he knows the outcome of this moment, the realness is still there. I want to be sure that that's not lost on you. And now let's read the passage. After having heard that his dear friend Lazarus was ill, Jesus stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. And then after this, he said to the disciples, "Let's go to Judea again." The disciples said to him, "Rabbi, the Jews were just now trying to stone you, and are you going back?" And Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours of daylight? Those who walk during the day don't stumble because they see the light of this world, but those who walk at night stumble because the light is not in them." And after saying this, he told them, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I am going there to awaken him." The disciples said to him, "Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he'll be all right." Jesus, however, had been speaking about his death, but they thought that he was referring merely to sleep. And then Jesus told them plainly, "Oh, and Jane, can you do this real quick?"
"He's dead."
"Yeah, yeah, he's dead. He's dead, guys. Lazarus is dead. For your sake, I am glad I wasn't there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him." Thomas, who was called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, "Let's also go, that we may die with him." When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. He's dead. Now, Bethany was near Jerusalem, some 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them about their brother. And when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him while Mary stayed at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that God will give you whatever you ask of him." And Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "Well, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." And Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world." And when she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary and told her privately, "The teacher is here and is calling for you." And when she heard it, she got up quickly and went to him. And now Jesus had not yet come to the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. And the Jews who were with Mary in the house consoling her saw Mary get up quickly and go out, and they followed her because they thought that she was going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, "Where have you laid him?" They said, "Lord, come and see." And Jesus began to weep. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Cannot he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, "Take away that stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, already there is a stench because he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. And Jesus looked upward and said, "Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here so that they may believe that you sent me." And then when he said this, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, get on out here. Come out." And the dead man came out, his hands and his feet bound with strips of cloth and his face wrapped in a cloth. And Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." Many of the Jews, therefore, who had come with Mary and had seen what Jesus did, believed in him. But some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what he had done. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.